Page 27, Section 5, Penalties. In this section, you'll learn about license suspension, license revocation, conviction-related suspensions and revocations, other DMV requirements, suspensions and revocations, driver improvement program, medical review program, insurance monitoring program, suspension for failing to satisfy child support-related requirements, alcohol and the law, administrative license suspension, open alcohol containers in vehicles, transporting children while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, vehicle impoundment, restitution, alcohol-related violations and penalties involving persons under age 21. If you break certain laws or repeatedly violate the laws of Virginia, your driving privilege may be suspended or revoked by the court and or DMV. If your license has been suspended, your privilege to drive has been withdrawn temporarily. You may pay the required fees and reinstate your license at the end of the suspension period. Also, you will be required to show proof of legal presence, which means you are either a U.S. citizen or legally authorized by the federal government to be in the U.S. During the suspension period, if your license has been expired for 1 year or more, you must show proof of legal presence and pass the two-part knowledge, road skills, and vision exams to have your driving privilege reinstated. Revocation means that your privilege to drive has been terminated. Your driving privilege may be restored if you reapply for a driver's license and show proof of legal presence after the revocation period has passed. You must successfully complete the vision screening, two-part knowledge exam, and road skills test, and pay the required fees when you reapply.
Conviction-related suspensions and revocations. The court or DMV will suspend or revoke your privilege to drive if you're convicted of any of the following offenses: operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, DUI. Injuring another person as a result of operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Operating a motor vehicle while suspended or revoked for a DUI. Page 28. Operating a motor vehicle that is not equipped with the ignition interlock device when it is required by the court or DMV. Making a false statement to DMV. Failing to stop and identify yourself at the scene of a crash if someone has been injured or killed. Voluntary or involuntary manslaughter resulting from driving a motor vehicle. Involuntary manslaughter resulting from operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. Committing a drug offense, regardless of whether or not a motor vehicle is involved. Committing a felony involving the use of a motor vehicle. Taking a driver's license exam for another person or appearing for another person to renew a license. Eluding police. The court may suspend or revoke your driving privilege if you are convicted of the following offenses: reckless or aggressive driving, operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license, driving while your license is revoked or suspended for a non-DUI-related conviction, refusing to take a blood breath test when charged with driving while under the influence of alcohol, drugs, failing to pay for gas. If you are convicted of any traffic or criminal convictions and you fail to pay your court fines and costs within 30 days, the court will suspend your drive-in privilege. The court may offer you the option to enter into an installment payment agreement if you are unable to pay the total amount. Refer to the DMV website under Reinstating Drive-in Privileges and Restricted Drive-in Privileges for information on other reasons for suspensions or revocations, requirements to reinstate your drive-in privilege, and eligibility for restricted driving privileges.
Other DMV requirements, suspensions, and revocations.
Driver Improvement Program.
If you are a Virginia resident, DMV is responsible for maintaining a driving record of all convictions received from the court. When convictions are added to your record, DMV assigns demerit points to traffic offenses and moving violations. DMV also monitors your driving record to see how many demerit points you receive within a 12-month and 24-month period. Convictions may be assigned 3, 4, or 6 demerit points. For more information, refer to the Moving Violations and Points Assessment publication, DMV 115, available at www.dmv.gov. www.dmvnow.com or at any DMV customer service center. Under age 18. If you are convicted of a demerit point traffic violation or safety belt child restraint violation committed when you were under 18, DMV will require that you complete a driver improvement clinic. If you do not complete the clinic within 90 days, DMV will suspend your driving privilege until you complete the clinic and pay a reinstatement fee. After your second conviction for a demerit point traffic violation or safety belt child restraint violation committed when you were under age 18, DMV will suspend your driving privilege for 90 days. Your third conviction will result in a revocation of your driving privilege for 1 year or until you reach age 18, whichever is longer. Age 18 or 19. DMV will require you to complete a driver improvement clinic if you are convicted of a demerit point or safety belt child restraint violation committed while you were age 18 or 19. Age 18 or older. DMV will require you to complete a driver improvement clinic if you accumulate 12 demerit points within 12 months or 18 points within 24 months. If you do not complete the clinic within 90 days, DMV will suspend your driving privilege. If you receive 18 demerit points within 12 months or 24 points within 24 months, DMV will suspend your driving privilege for 90 days and require that you complete a driver improvement clinic. For more detailed information on the driver improvement program for juveniles and adults and the actions taken by DMV, refer to www.dmvnow.com or A Different Kind of Crash Course Brochure, DMV 114. Medical Review Program. DMV is responsible for making sure that drivers are able to safely operate motor vehicles. When DMV receives a report that a driver may have a physical or mental condition that affects his ability to drive safely, a medical review of the driver may be conducted. DMV is concerned about any condition that impairs the driver's level of consciousness, perception or vision, judgment, or motor skills. Depending upon the situation, DMV may require you to submit a medical or vision report completed by your physician and/or to pass the two-part knowledge exam and/or road skills test.